Ahoy there, me fine-hearted thinkers and truth-seekers. Arabella Nightwind here, First Lady of the Queen Anne's Revenge, or, as the crew cheekily calls me behind his back, the captain's captain. Also, the one who uncovers the secrets while the captain naps in his hammock. Okay, so it's not his fault. I kept him up until 4 in the morning. Well, let's just call it dancing, shall we? Today, we've dropped anchor at the island of Oahu, Hawaii, the favored retreat of Mr. Robert Kiyosaki, founder of the Rich Dad Empire and the man who taught the world how to earn coin like the elites. 'Twas on these very sands that ideas were born, which turned common deckhands into captains of their own fate. Aye, this be no ordinary isle. 'Tis the birthplace of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and the legendary Cashflow Quadrant, a map to treasure not of gold, but of freedom. So the question has been asked, what would Blackbeard say about Mr. Robert Kiyosaki's book Cashflow Quadrant? Well, now, strap in, ye salty philosophers. Robert spilled the beans, oh yes he did, on how folks get rich and stay rich while the rest of the world flounders like fish in a barrel. He speaks of four quadrants, four ways of earning your keep. E for employee, trading time for coin. S for self-employed, working harder than anyone else. B for business owner who commands systems and crews. I for investor, letting money and time work for him. Blackbeard took one look at that quadrant and nearly spat out his rum in laughter. Not out of mockery, mind ye, but out of recognition. For what Kiyosaki has done is explain, in plain speak, what pirates and kings have known for centuries. Freedom don't come from servitude. It comes from ownership, leverage, and knowing the game. Public schools teach you only to become a good little employee. But Blackbeard says that be like teaching a parrot to squawk, but never to fly. Ye should know all four ways of earning coin, so ye can choose your own path rather than letting the system choose it for ye. So hoist your sails and sharpen your wits, for here is how the world really works. With Blackbeard as your guide and Arabella keeping him honest.
I've heard the whispers. The captain's captain, they call her. If it brings a chuckle to the crew and lets them sleep sound at night, I'll not argue. Truth be told, I've survived many a mutiny, not with me sword, but with sharp eyes. And Arabella be the fiercest I've ever seen in a velvet dress. If she be the captain's captain, then perhaps I be the lucky fool allowed to sail beside her. Now, I've sailed the seven seas. And I once believed the Caribbean to be the fairest realm ever painted by the gods. The turquoise waters of Tortuga, the sunsets of Antigua, the hidden coves of Virgin Gorda. Aye, they warm the soul like a dram of spiced rum. But then I laid eyes upon the Hawaiian Islands, and by Davy Jones's locker, I near lost me. The sea here be a different blue, a deep, endless indigo, like the eye of a siren just before she pulls ye under. The air be scented with plumeria instead of salt, and the mountains rise like sleeping dragons out of the ocean. Aye, the Caribbean may hold me heart, but Hawaii, she challenges it for the crown. But I digress, as I oft do when the beauty of nature stirs old memories. Let's speak now of treasure, but not the kind buried in sand. Nay, we speak of the map that leads to financial freedom, the one charted by Robert Kiyosaki, drawn not on parchment, but in the minds of the wise. He called it the Cash Flow Quadrant, but I call it the Compass of Coin, the map of the modern buccaneer. And if ye understand it, if ye truly grasp what it means, ye may never be a slave to the crown or the paycheck again. So brace yourselves. Here's how it works, pirate style. Gather round the mast, ye sons and daughters of fortune, And listen well, for what I'm about to share be not a fable nor a myth, but a map not to buried gold, but to financial freedom, if ye be willing to chart the course. This be the cash flow quadrant laid out by that sharp-minded merchant of knowledge, Mr. Robert Kiyosaki, and translated for pirates like yours truly, the E quadrant, or employee. This be your deckhand. Description: a deckhand works under the orders of a captain or employer. They rise with the bell, follow the code, and earn a fixed wage. Coin in hand, aye, but only what the job allows. Their time belongs to another. No matter how hard they row, their share remains the same. Pirate equivalent, a deckhand aboard the Queen Anne's Revenge. Loyal, hardworking, and vital to the ship's success, but still dependent on the captain's orders and share divvy. Their fate be tied to the ship they serve, the S quadrant, or self-employed. This be a skilled privateer description. These sailors run their own vessels. They chase their own prizes with skill as sharp as a cutlass. They keep what they earn, but every storm, every cannonball, every risk be theirs alone. If they sleep, they earn no coin. If they fall, there be no crew to carry on. Pirate equivalent, a lone privateer with a fast ship and a sharp crew, sailing under no flag but their own. They write their own destiny, but it be a hard, lonely voyage with no one to blame if the sails tear or the hull be light. The B quadrant, or business owner. This be a large ship's captain. Description: a business owner commands a crew. They build a system, a ship, where others do the work, and they earn from the labors of many. They take the risk, aye, but also reap the rewards of leadership, strategy, and bold vision. Pirate equivalent, Blackbeard himself, a feared and respected captain who leads his crew to fortune. He doesn't swab the deck or fire every cannon, but he orchestrates the raid, chooses the course, and builds a legacy from the swear of the crew and the strength of his leadership. The I quadrant, or investor. This be a treasure hoarder or asset owner. Description: an investor uses coin to earn more coin. They place their wealth into businesses, land, ships, or even other pirates. Their gold works while they sleep, and their fortunes grow through assets, not labor. Some use other people's coin and merely bring the wisdom. Pirate equivalent, a legendary old pirate now retired from battle, who bankrolls new expeditions, lends coin to merchant routes, or buys stakes in hidden coves and ports. He no longer needs to raid. His gold multiplies from the shadows. Now, Blackbeard don't be judging others or saying that one path be better than another. Each quadrant holds its own merit. Some be suited to the order and simplicity of the deckhand's life. Others be born to sail solo or to command the wind and tide. And some, like me, be drawn to treasure, even if it means learning the ways of patience and strategy. But let me be clear. The idea of working 40 hours a week for 40 years for another man to grow rich from me sweat, that never sat right in me soul. I began as a deckhand just to earn enough to eat and learn the ropes of the sea. Then I struck out as a self-employed privateer, me own ship, me own rules. Later, I grew into me own fleet and crew as a captain in the B quadrant. And now, I set coin into motion across many waters, letting others sail while I guide from afar. That be the way of the investor. So in me own opinion, Mr. Kiyosaki opened the floodgates, letting any scallywag willing to sweat and study chart a path to riches. The secrets that once belonged only to the lords and landowners now be in the hands of common folk, if they choose to read, learn, and act. And if ye be one of those curious few who dreams of more, come to blackbeard.wool. Join the crew, learn the ways, and let Blackbeard and Arabella guide ye toward better health, greater wealth, and more joy than ye've ever known on land or sea. Thank ye for watching or listening. Leave a comment, send a message in a bottle, or drop anchor and stay a while. This be Blackbeard, signing off for now.
Well now, if that didn't light a fire under your boots, I don't know what will. Arabella Nightwind here, Blackbeard's Tempest in a negligee, back to wrap things up. I've seen what happens to folks who stay stuck in that E quadrant. Good hearts, working their fingers to the bone, yet never moving forward, never getting free, always answering to someone else's bell. Now listen close, love. If you want more time, more freedom, more coin, then you best start climbing. Take what you've learned today and start moving from deckhand to privateer. And maybe one day you'll command a ship of your own. Or better yet, let your treasure work for ye while you rest in a hammock beneath the stars. Come back for the next episode of How the World Really Works, where the captain discusses all things taxes. And for those who like to share a good secret, we've got just the thing. Download the free Blackbeard.world app and start earning like a true S-Quadrant privateer through our referral system. Share the app with your mates, help them learn the ropes, and earn coin as they come aboard. You'll be making an income from your own efforts, and that, darling, is the beginning of real freedom. Oh, and speaking of freedom, Blackbeard, my love, you owe me a trip to Kauai, the Garden Isle. I've heard tales of lush valleys, hidden waterfalls, and more flowers than even I could wear in me hair. And that's where they filmed Gilligan's Island. Did you know that? I want to stand on that very beach, in the breeze, and see if the skipper's hut still be standing. So hoist the sails, Captain. Paradise awaits. And if the crew be lucky, I'll let them come too.